வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of July, 1973, in London, England.
People in the airport protested against Indira Gandhi, that give us rain, that is Vedic civilization ideal. Why there is rain? No rain. The king should respond. One Brahmin lost his son. He immediately went to the king and asked him that the son has died before the death of the father. Why this irregularity? You are responsible. The idea is that king is representative of God, because we are all sons of God. We have come here in this material world for our proper guidance. The king is responsible, the spiritual master is responsible, the father is responsible, the elderly persons are responsible. And because you told me that we have to work for other, that other is Krishna. If we utilize our intelligence for serving Krishna, under the guidance of the king, or the spiritual master, the father, then the society is perfect. That is the idea of the civilization. What is your opinion about this? How do you think this idea?
I think it's... I wonder when it will come. Will it come on this level or when?
Immediately, provided you take to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Immediately. It is not the question of when. Just like here is light, just in the back there is darkness. You can remain in that darkness and immediately come to the light.
Mm.
And from the light immediately can go to the darkness. So this darkness and light, they are existing, coexisting. It is my choice whether to remain in the darkness or in the light. It is my choice. As soon as you are in the darkness, there is no light. As soon as you are in light, there is no darkness. It is your choice. So this Krishna consciousness is light, and anything else there is Maya. So we can accept either Maya or Krishna. If we take to Maya, then we spoil our energy and time. If we take to Krishna, we utilize our energy and time. Everything is there, ready. You haven't got to create. Everything is there. Just like night is there and day is there. You can keep yourself always in day. Do you know how to do it?
Going wrong, I suppose.
Yeah. Nowadays it is not difficult. Because just like I started from India, at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I came here at 8:30. The sunlight was still there. So if we proceed still further towards western side, mm-hmm, the night will not be able to come. So you can travel always in daylight. don't allow. It is an example.
Why do we choose the dark?
Huh?
Why do we all choose the dark? Why are we all in the dark, most of us?
Dark means without Krishna consciousness, darkness.
Yeah.
Yes, why do we usually choose the darkness?
And most people?
Due to bad association.
To?
Bad association.
Ah.
Therefore, our society is association. If we keep good association, then we don't touch the darkness. It is the association. There is a song, Satsanga chari koinu asate bilas. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandho phas. Satsanga. Satsanga means association with the devotees. That is called satsanga. So, the one poet, Vaishnava poet, is regretting that I did not keep association with the devotees and I wanted to enjoy life with the non-devotees. Therefore, I have been entangled in the fruitive activities. Karma bandha phas, entanglement. Here in this material world, we act and the result is there. Again we enjoy the result and act, again another result. We act, another result, another. Because as soon as you act, there will be some result, good or bad. So good or bad, by good result, we get good birth, good money, good bodily feature, good education. These are the effects of good work. And the effects of bad work, low-grade family, abominable, ugly bodily feature, no education, no money. Poor. These are the two effects of material good and bad work. But those who are trying to be transcendental both to the good and bad work, devotees, they are perfect. Because in this material world, either you do good work or bad work, you have to suffer the material conditions. Just like you are, suppose you are Englishman, you are well situated, but you cannot avoid the influence of the weather. That is not possible. Either you become rich man or poor man. And you have to undergo. So, our position is that we are in this material world. George has sung that I am in the material world. That is a very sensible song. He's a good boy, realizing. So this material life is not good. Material life is not good in this sense because you have to change your body. Sometimes good birth, sometimes not good birth. Sometimes Englishman, sometimes cats, dogs. Because after death you will get a body that will be chosen not by you, but by the material nature. He'll create your body by your present activities, and nature will simply award you that body. So long we have got this material body, the four kinds of miserable conditions, reputation of birth, death, old age and disease. We have to show. Therefore, this human life should be utilized in such a way that we do not become subject to these four tribulations, birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfection. But people are not given that chance. The modern education, modern civilization, they have no knowledge. They do not know that there is life after death. Although it is a simple fact, just like in our present existence, we have got past, present and future. Just like you are a young man, you had your past, you are a child or a boy. Now, that is past. Present, you are young man. And in future, you are expecting to become old man. So, as you have got past, present and future, similarly, I am old man, I had my past life, why not future? What is the reason to deny it? Past, present, future, that is the time calculation. So I had my past, I am now present, and what is my future? They do not care for the future. They are so blind. There must be future. So what I am doing for the future? Just like in this life we collect some money, keep in the bank balance, so that in future, old age, I may not be in difficulty. Similarly, what a human being should do for his future life? That he does not. Although past, present, future is there. So this is foolishness. He doesn't care for the future. So one who is foolish, without any knowledge of the future, whatever he is doing, he is defeated in ignorance, because it is ignorance. Just like a boy does not take education, does not think of future, and that's not very good. We must be prepared for the future. Future means next life. Yes. Where is that civilization? Where is that education? That people are thinking for future life. Is there any educational system at the present moment? So everything is being defeated. Parabhavastavadabhudhajato jyabunna jityāsatvayātma-tattam abhudhajato. These rascal fools, born foolish, he does not inquire about the self-realization. So whatever he is doing, it is all defeat. He is spoiling his life. Because he does not know. Atma-tattam, the science of self-realization. So in ignorance, whatever you do, that is defeat. And they are being defeated, and they are thinking, I am victorious. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific. We are trying to save the living entity from disastrous condition. This is the aim and mission of Krishna consciousness. It is not a religious sentiment, no. It is very scientific. And we have got so many books already printed, and many books coming. Each and every one. You have seen our books?
I've seen the one
that Sanya
read.
Bhagavad Gita, yes.
If you read carefully, each and one carries volumes of meaning.
Yes. He has got the Bhagavad Gita that the Queen was reading. She was looking.
Bhagavad Gita, our Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Queen Elizabeth was looking and she gave.
Yes. As far as possible, you should help everyone. How to become enlightened about his future. That is real humanitarian work. To save a human being from the future disastrous condition of life. That's like a father thinks of his son that he may not be unhappy in his future life. So it is the duty of the king, it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the spiritual master to see that his subordinate is not fallen a victim of future disastrous life.
Didn't the queen make some remarks about that? She said something.
Yes, she said how marvelous it would be to completely trust Krishna.
That's very right.
She said, what a relief to be able to pass all responsibility to Krishna.
Yes. So that one has to learn how to surrender to Krishna. The sentiment is very nice. It is just fitting from the royal, because she is, after all, favored. She has taken birth in the royal family, so she is not ordinary woman. Her intelligence must be extraordinary. So she has remarked like that. What is that exact word?
I think the exact word, she said, how marvelous to be able to give all responsibility to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna is ready.
Yes. If you said it with a beautiful smile.
But the thing is, from our side, Krishna expects something. Krishna is not a dead stone. Reciprocal. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes full responsibility. If you keep some reservation, Krishna also keeps reservation. This is it. When Krishna understands that you have fully surrendered, he takes full responsibility. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Aham tvā sarva pāpibhyo mukhyāmi. Krishna is always ready to take responsibility, provided we give. If we think that let me do in my own way, and Krishna be responsible for my part. Or that is it. Reciprocal, responsive cooperation. Krishna is always ready to cooperate. So, by the grace of Krishna, you have got some position. Try to understand this great science, Krishna consciousness. Spread it whenever it is possible. Whenever it is possible. That will make your life sublime. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna hode. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Instance. Whomever you meet, you just give him the advice Krishna has given. Krishna has given all instruction and advice in the Bhagavad Gita. So you simply repeat, your life is perfect. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Let us say, you just surrender to Krishna, you'll be happy. What is the difficulty? You fully surrender to Krishna and simply ask people that you also surrender to Krishna. Where is the difficulty?
Sometimes people ask, if I surrender to God, give everything to God, then how will the state go on? How will the work, the factories, how will all of that go on?
So that Krishna is taking responsibility. Krishna says, Aham Tvā Sarva Pāpi Mamakvaśāya. He takes responsibility. Otherwise, what is the use of surrendering to Krishna? He takes responsibility.
It can't go wrong then.
No. Krishna says, Aham Tvā Sarva Pāpi Mamakvaśāya. Actually, Krishna is doing everything. We are thinking I am doing. We are doing nothing. Just like he has become a famous sculptor. Why you could not? Why? What is the reason? Krishna has helped him. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. When he walks, Krishna says, do like this. It is the perfect language. So Krishna is guiding. So everyone is being guided by Krishna, even in this condition of life. And when we fully surrender, how much guidance will come? Yes, even without surrender, he is guiding. Without his guidance, he cannot do it. He cannot do it. He cannot do anything. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. Mattas pratigyanam apuvacya. Krishna is guiding everyone, even an ant. Krishna is giving information. Mr. Ant, there is a grain of sugar, you can go there. Immediately goes. Otherwise, how he gets the information? For him, 100 miles are a grain of sugar. And he goes there. He did not inform. Who informs him? Who informs him?
Feel this very much when one's trying to make sculpture, because it is impossible for a man. One can't do it. And one has to wait and be passive. And then
Krishna withdraws the intelligence. He cannot work. So Krishna is guiding already. But he is guiding at the present moment, according to your whims. You wanted to do this, all right, Krishna is giving it. Do it. But when he'll agree to act according to the whims of Krishna, that is perfect.
How do you agree to this?
Eh?
How does one agree to this?
There is process.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to learn it. And in conditioned state, we act according to my whims. And in liberated state, we act according to Krishna's whims. That's all. That is the difference. That is the difference. That's the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wanted to act according to his whims. Oh, it's not going to fight with my grandfather, with my teacher. This was the problem. This was the problem. Krishna, no, I cannot fight. And then at last he agreed to act according to the whims of Krishna. Yes, Karishe Vachanamka. Nastam Moha Siddhilabhya. Find out this verse. Nastha moha. Whatever we are speaking, there is a fancy in the Bhagavad Gita. We don't speak anything according to our means. No.
Nastha moha smitir labda tvat prasadan mayayuta kitos megata sandeha Krishe Vachanam Tava. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy, and I am now firm and free from doubt, and am prepared to act according to your instructions.
That is, I am prepared now to act according to your means. This is Krishna. When he was trying to act according to his he is queen, the necessity, I mean, the instruction of Bhagavad Gita was there. And when he heard Bhagavad Gita, he is jay. Now, this is all down from now. Yes, I will act accordingly. This is very important verse. Changing the whole picture. This is Krishna consciousness. Same Arjuna, same fighting, same battlefield, everything same, but still everything is changed. The consciousness is changed. Externally nothing changed. Internally changed. This change is required for perfection.
So one doesn't have to give up his...
No. Arjuna was a soldier, he was a fighter. The battlefield was there. The war was there. Everything is there. He did not. He took to Krishna consciousness. That does not mean he gave up the field and went. He remained there. But simply the consciousness was changed. He was not willing to fight on his own account. He changed his opinion. Yes, now I shall fight. By your grace, my all doubts are now gone. This is the fire. This is perfect. And that's the picture. How Krishna is guiding one to. Well, the rings are fall.
Yes, here.
How nice.
When I was young, my mother died. I was very unhappy, and I read the bit where Krishna says to Arjuna that which is real always exists, and that which isn't real never existed at all. And then I stopped being unhappy. But this, because this book is, it tells you everything.
This Bhagavad Gita, as it is, should be very widely spread and thoroughly read by the civilized man.
But it's read in this country by the intelligent people, but as literature, they don't think it applies to
it
themselves.
It applies to everyone. What is there? Yes, Krishna, Arjuna says, yes. Whatever you say, I'll do. My all doubts, what Krishna wants, we can act accordingly. That is Krishna.
But not everyone has the benefit of the personal instruction of Krishna. Then how does he know?
He's presented in there, the spiritual master. If you are not in direct contact with Krishna, what you are direct contact with is representative. So Krishna is helping from without, from within. Within he is a super soul and without a spiritual one. So he is ready to help you both ways. Utilize his mercy in your life. He is ready to help you from within and from without. Krishna is so kind. The kindness, the mercifulness of Krishna, nobody can repay. And every birth is with me, canvassing. Why you are acting with me? Just turn towards me. That's where he's going. Along with the living entity in every kind of body, either as demigod's body or a hog's body, is still Krishna. Sarvasva chaham vidishan nivishna. Give him some prasad. Is there any other paper? It is a very impressive picture.
It's wonderful.
And there came arrival for Nelson. So this moment is arrival. Days were there, British Empire, and Nelson was a hero. Now Krishna is going to be a hero in this country. It is a good admission. Arrival for Nelson. Actually, it should be.
No one even remembers Nelson. I never heard of him.
Lord Nelson, he fought the Spanish battle, I think. He died but became victorious. I think during Queen last Elizabeth's time or something.
Yes, the last words, England expects that every man must stay will do his duty. Hold up. He was a hero because he died young, I think.
Maybe, I don't know. But Nelson, Lord Nelson, was a famous man, soldier.
Now the pigeons are sitting on his head. Now the pigeons are sitting on his head.
I've just come from Morocco. I've been with the King of Morocco, who is it's very strange because he is a absolute ruler. And when an ordinary man is an absolute ruler, it's rather dangerous.
No, the man is really Krishna's representative. Then it is all right.
Yeah.
Is he pious?
Yes, he prays five times a day. He's a Muslim.
That king should be representative of God. That is ideal. But if he thinks that this kingdom is my property and let me enjoy for my sense enjoyment, then it is all gone. If he thinks himself as representative of God, just like we think, therefore we are after our disciples, do this, do that, do that, do that. So we want to see that my disciples also become Krishna conscious. Similarly, it is the king's duty to see that every citizen become God conscious. That is representative of God. That is the first duty. The division must be there, and it is the duty of the king to see that everyone is discharging according to his responsibility. That is king's duty. A Brahmin is acting exactly like that. A Kshatriya is acting exactly like Kshatriya. A Vaishya is like that. It is the duty of the king to see that no one is unemployed. Everyone is engaged in his own obligation and duty. That is the, and they must feel security of life, property, anxiety. That is perfect. But here at the present moment, nobody is confident whether he'll leave after an hour. Anyone can take your property and life at any moment. There is no protection. There is no protection. And so for anxiety, there is no length and breadth. People are always full of anxiety. Unemployment. These things should not be there. No unemployment. No anxiety. No feelings of insecurity, and that is good government. Nowadays there are police force, but what is the use of this police force? You go on the streets, somebody stabs you, what police can do? somebody takes away your money from your personal, what the police can do. They'll take some note.
Yes, sir. That one boy who stole from us, I told the police, we told him exactly where he was at the airport, Manchester. He's going on flight such and such to America tomorrow. Plenty of time to apprehend him. They didn't do anything. Came, oh, they sent one inspector to take notes.
Yes.
Many notes. Yeah.
Useless. And taxes. No security. And 99% taxes. You see, the fund. They're very much accurate to take taxes. And there is no guarantee of security. This is.
Has it ever been perfect?
Has
it ever been on earth in the material world perfect with it?
Oh, yes.
It has.
5,000 years ago, it was all perfect. The whole world, this planet, was being ruled by one king. And they are all happy. That is in the history. 5,000 years ago. Maybe less than 3,000 years ago. The history was different. The difficulty is that as soon as one is lost of his culture, he becomes animal. That is the difference between human being and animal. Human being must be a culture. Animal cannot be culture. So a human being without culture is no better than animal. If culture is lost, they have missed the aim of life.
They think they have culture. They think they have culture.
What is this culture? A human being is killing so many animals, innocent animals. Is that culture? They're less than animals. Who kills? The tiger kills. Process. The human being killing innocent animals. In Christian religion, therefore, thou shalt not kill, but they are killing. What is the culture? Killing culture. That is not culture. What do you think?
Must be some.
Yes. How a human being can kill another human being or another animal? Unnecessary. And if you kill, there is law, life for life. But they have made laws for human beings. When an animal is killed, he is not a criminal. But in God laws, he cannot avoid that. If you have killed an ant, you must respond. That is God's law. He can avoid man-made law, but he cannot avoid God-made law. That he cannot. He must respond. If you kill an ant, even without knowledge, you are responsible. Such subtle laws are there. So we must know our responsibility. Without knowledge, if we kill, we are responsible. And with knowledge, there is no question. Where is that culture? They advertise, leave and let leave. What is that? Do they, actually? They want to leave at the expense of others. Why not let leave others? What is that culture?
Now there is a famous cinema being shown called Live and Let Die.
That is good culture. Yes.
Favorite, everyone
likes it. Yes, let others die, you leave.
And yet Arjuna had to fight in the war, didn't he? Mm-hmm. in the Bhagavad Gita, he still had to. But it didn't matter him killing if it was Krishna's responsibility.
Biting or killing, when it is done for under the guidance of Krishna, that is a different
thing.
It's like a soldier fights on behalf of the king, and the more he kills, he gets medal. The same soldier, as soon as he kills one man, he's hanged. He cannot say, the soldier, that in the battlefield I killed hundreds and hundreds of men and I was rewarded. Now I have killed only one man, I am being hanged. What is this? Why? He's hanged. Because he killed on his own account. And in the battlefield he killed on the state's account, he was rewarded. So there is a difference between killing.
Yeah.
When there is real righteous fight for good cause, that fighting is all right. Just like the state gives punishment one person to be hanged, killing. So who is blaming the state? The state is killing this man. That is right. It is good for him. There in Manusamhita, there is good background. So similarly, everything is good when it is done for the good, and God is good. That is Krishna Father. And everything is bad when it is done for Maya. So these wars are declared not for Krishna's sake, by the politicians' whims. So they must be responsible for this war.
Any war.
They create the whims. Anything you do whimsically, you are responsible. Anything you do. Why fighting? Anything.
It's funny that John F. Kennedy, he started that Vietnam War and he was shot down later.
He started that war?
Yeah.
What is the position of Nixon? He's going to be impeached?
Practically he is without...
He's cornered.
Yeah. He's lost all respect.
Prestige. Still, if he sticks to his position, that is his foolishness. He should have resigned. A bright man, all right, you do not like me, I resign. That whole thing is washed off. But he's a foolish man sticking to his position.
Our position, I guess, is just to make it an easy choice for people. Our position is just to make it an easy choice.
Yeah.
To come to Krishna consciousness.
But choice means a child cannot be given for choice. He must be forced. Right? Child is a rascal. So you cannot give him choice. You must do it. That's all.
Well, like our festivals.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
It is very nice. It is non-violent. We ask everyone, come and join. You saw our procession
yesterday? No, I didn't.
Many thousand people joined us from 2 o'clock up to 8 o'clock, 6 hours. At last the police had to ask them to go out. Is it not for talking to them?
I didn't know. I know they were...
They are not living in Trafalgar Square. So, it is a very nice movement, very serious movement. You are known to so many big, big men. Try to induce them to understand the serious movement. If leading men take something seriously, others follow me.